Trevor Horn, huge producer, sold, I don't even know, probably in excess of, I don't know, 100 million, whatever units, I don't know, whatever. Did video kill the radio star through to Robbie Williams' last album?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, and Seal in between, right? Grace Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so, Trevor Horn was there, I was in the studio working with him, and we were sitting there, we were just having a chat. And he said, he explained that, you know, when he was doing Video Killed the Radio Star, he said, he went through the whole story. Basically, it came down to this, okay? He, at the time, had a record deal of about, maybe, it was 60 grand, but that was then, so it was probably a lot more now, right? And he said he spent 52,000 of the 60 grand on the one song. Video Killed the Radio Star. Okay? And then basically crammed the rest of the album into the rest, literally. And I said to him, I said, but Trevor, I said, how do you know? And he looked at me and he said, Kwame, you always know. He goes, you always know. And you know, that was, for me, that was like a thunderbolt for me. It was just like, you know what? He's right, you know. You do always know. You might have other things in front of you, other this, other that, people tell you blah, 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 but you know what? You always know. And from that, it completely changed my whole, because there's that thing of, I know with him, he's the kind of person that will spend 1 month on a song. He's like, so what? But that thing of, if you extend the principle, you always know. And sell as many units as he has.